Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Wow, great praise and worship. Oh, just absolutely needed that this morning. Loved it to bits. And my favourite song was in there too, so yeah, Waymaker. Had that with my ordination as well, and I requested that song. So loved the words. They're just so encouraging and just so powerful. And never gets old. Hey, it's my real privilege and pleasure to bring the word this morning, and I actually had this word for the chapel service at the hospital last Sunday as well, and that's only like a 5 to 7 minutes message, so I've expanded it a bit, but I just really, it's not 5 to 7 minutes, I just really felt that this was a great word, and especially with our theme this month, which is trust in God, and that's a great theme as well. And so I'm going to bring this word from Psalm 105. And I've called this message, Remember What the Lord Has Done. Remember what the Lord has done. So I'm just going to read the first verse, 5 verses of Psalm 105, and just before I start my message. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. I look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done. His miracles and the judgments he pronounced. Great words in that psalm. And it's a beautiful psalm recalling God's mighty deeds and bringing Israel into the promised land. It talks of God's faithfulness and his power. And it's so relevant for us as well to remember what the Lord has done already for us. By remembering God's miracles and what he's already brought us through, it builds our faith in God and also our trust in God. Remembering what God has done encourages us to keep living close to him. When things happen in our lives, and they do, we are not promised a smooth ride. We are not promised a bed of roses. We are not promised that everything will be perfect in our world once we accept Jesus as our Saviour. Unfortunately, we will still have trials. Unfortunately, things will still go wrong. We will still get sick. That is unfortunately the nature of the world we live in. But it will not be like that once we get to heaven. All of that will be gone. All of that will be gone. But when things happen in our lives, we can remember that God has already brought us through things in the past. He brought us through that, and it strengthens our faith. We can believe in God and trust him that he will bring us through whatever we're going through right now. He promises to do that. Now, I don't know about you, but you're probably like me. We're really good, and I'm really good and really quick at remembering all the dumb things I've ever done, or the foolish things I've said, or the times that I've messed up. I'm really good at remembering all those things. But this psalm is telling us, remember what God has done. Remember what God has done. Verses 4 and 5 that I read out, it says, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done. His miracles and the judgments he pronounced. So if God ever seems far away, these verses encourage us to push into God, to persist in our faith, persist in our journey. Don't give up easily. He rewards those who sincerely look for him. In Matthew 7:7, Jesus promised, seek and you will find. Seek and you will find. He's right there. We often easily give up on God when things do go wrong. We say, how can a loving God allow these things to happen to us? How can God allow this to happen in my life? I've asked those questions too. I've had all the why questions. Never got any answers. But I came to the point of realizing I don't need to have those answers. I just need to trust in God, the living God, the God who knows the beginning from the end. That's all I need to do. I just need to trust in him. He's still on the throne. He's still in charge. He's still the Lord over all. And that's all I need to do. I've had to push into God in some difficult times, and I'm sure all of you have as well. But he's always right there. He's always right there. I've placed my trust in God for more than 40 years now, and he's never let me down. I might have said previously that someone in the hospital I was talking with, he said to me, he's got all these questions. He wants to know why this and why that and deep theological things. And I'm like, I just realized that my faith is actually very simple. And when I was trying to work through some things with him, and he said to me, oh, you've got a really simple faith. And I thought, the way he's saying it doesn't sound so good, but I thought about it. And actually, it's because of the last 40 plus years that I've walked with the Lord. That faith has built up over that time. I've learnt to trust God. I've learnt that when I'm on this journey, he's right there. And so it's fine-tuned to a very simple faith. It's all about him. So I don't have to ask the big, deep theological questions and philosophical questions. And they're good to explore sometimes. That's just not part of me. But I just have my faith is fine-tuned now to just trust in God. And the writer of the psalm is suggesting the same thing. It's a way to find God. It's by reading through his word and seeing how he has helped his people in the past. And the Bible records some amazing stories. And if we ever stop to just look at the list of all the miracles and the way God has answered prayers, the mighty acts in the Bible, we'd be astounded. And I don't want to make this a Bible study, but I'm just going to pick out a few things and just say to you, look, if this is your situation, hey, God has already helped others through that. He will help you too. So do we need God's provision in our lives? Do we need him to answer a real need that we have? Whether it's financial or we need food or we need a house or whatever it is, whatever provision we need. Let's look at the story of Noah and the ark and the flood. You read that in Genesis 6. No one had ever built an ark before, and actually it hadn't even rained up until then. It only the dew had fallen at nighttime to water the ground and water the plants. God gave the instructions for the ark, and Noah built it, and it never leaked through the whole entire flood. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and that's what Noah was told. It was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. But it actually, they were in there for probably a good year. So Noah and his family would have put on provisions into the ark to look after the animals, to look after their families. They thought 40 days and 40 nights. But that food never ran out for that whole year. The animals didn't starve and die. The people didn't starve and die. God provided. He provided. He multiplied that food. And we've heard of so many stories of missionaries having the same stories where God has multiplied. Dr. Kay has seen that as well, knows those stories as well, where God has multiplied. He's provided. He provides whatever we need in our lives. Man could not have possibly provided all the food that was needed for that time in the ark, but God did. God did. And what if we feel that we had a plan for our life and it just has not turned out how we thought it was going to? We can read about Joseph. That's in Genesis 37 to 41, those chapters. Joseph, he was the favorite son of his father, Jacob. And God had given him dreams and God had given him a vision of the future. But his brothers, of course, were very envious of him, and they sold him as a slave. And Joseph ended up in a totally different country as a slave. Then he ended up in jail. And then eventually, when he was God gave him more prophecy, being able to interpret prophecies and dreams, he was elevated to a role of like being second in charge of the whole land of Egypt. That's not exactly how he thought his life was going to turn out, but God used something that was designed for bad to be for good. And he uses all those situations in our lives as well. Whatever we've been through is not wasted. God can use whatever has happened in our lives. He will use it for his good. What about when our lives are really difficult and we just cannot see a way out? We can read in 1 Kings 17 the story of Elijah and the widow of Zarephath. Elijah was a great prophet. Elijah was a great prophet. And he was a great prophet, and God had used him mightily. And then he was sent away from his land to a foreign land as well. And there was a huge famine there. And God sent Elijah to a widow in another country. But God's spoken to this widow already about providing. And this widow, when Elijah met, When Elijah met this widow, she was gathering up sticks to build a little fire to use her last bit of oil and flour to make her last meal for her and her son so then they could die. That is really desperate. That is really desperate. That is like you cannot see any way out. And then this prophet turns up and says, "Can you give me some water and can you make me a meal?" And she told him, "I'm about to use my last flour and oil for my son and me, and then we are going to die." You know, Elijah promised that her flour and oil would never run out. And for the 2 years of the famine, it never ran out. They were provided for. There was a desperate situation when you cannot see any way out of this, but God had a plan. He will always have a plan for you and me as well. Have you ever felt falsely accused or criticized because of your faith? Well, we can read about Daniel in the book of Daniel, where he would not bow down to any other god, but only prayed to his God. And the other leaders around the king then, they got jealous of Daniel, and they just didn't want him to be part of their group. And you know, and you can read about the story. I'm probably telling it terribly, but in the end, Daniel was thrown into a lion's den because of his faith, because he would not bow down to any other gods or any images. He was thrown in the lion's den, and he was not expected to survive that. They were hungry lions. And the king, I think it was Darius, the next morning, he couldn't sleep at all that night. He just had to go, the first light, he had to go to that den and ask, "Daniel, has your God saved you?" And Daniel called out, "Yes, he has." He had saved him. He had shut the mouths of the lion, so Daniel was saved. He was brought out of that den and elevated. He was like given just so much more authority and power in that land. And the words at the end of that story, it says, "No wound was found on him because he trusted in God." Great words. No wound was found on him because he trusted in God. And then when we want to have clear direction from God, or perhaps we feel our faith is too weak, maybe we just don't feel like we have enough faith to do what we are called to do, we can read about Gideon in the book of Judges, chapter 6. Now, I don't think we need to do what he did with, like, he wanted to find out really clearly from God what he needed to do. And he asked God, this angel of the Lord had said to him, you know, "Mighty man of valor," sort of thing. And he's like, Gideon's like, "I'm the least of my family and the least of the clan," sort of thing. "How can I be a mighty man of valor?" But God had a plan for Gideon. And his faith wasn't very strong, obviously, but he asked the angel just to wait while he brought some broth and some bread, and the angel just touched it, and this fire just consumed it all, and it's just, okay, I've seen the face of God. But then he went a little bit later on, he put out a fleece, and he asked God, "If this is really your will, I'm putting out a fleece. Can you," one time the fleece was wet and the ground around was dry, and then the second time he put it out, the fleece was dry and the ground around it was all wet. And a lot of people think he was just like, "Oh, am I testing God," sort of thing. But his faith was quite weak because of what they'd been through. And he just needed that reassurance as well. And so we can look at the story of Gideon when we just feel like, "I can't do this and my faith is so weak. What are you calling me to, Lord?" Gideon is a good story to read. And when we come into the New Testament, we have all these amazing miracles with Jesus. So what is our need? Do we need healing? Do we need physical healing? Do we need our... there's people that had their... they were blind and Jesus restored their sight. People that were had leprosy, they were healed. People that had demon possession, they were healed completely. Those that were deaf, those that couldn't walk, Jesus healed them, miracle after miracle after miracle. We find that all as we read his word, as we read the Bible, that it's all there. It encourages us to put our trust in God. He will deal with any situation that comes along because there's nothing new for God. Everything that we are dealing with, nothing's new. It's all been in the past as well. And so there's an answer for everything that we have. One of the great miracles, of course, is our salvation. An amazing miracle that Jesus would come to earth as a baby, that he would live on this earth, and then he died on the cross for all of our sin, for all of our sin, past, present, and future. What an amazing miracle. And our salvation only comes through Jesus. He made a way for us to be able to have a relationship with God, to call God our Father, and call out to God, and pray to him, and trust in him. But the greatest miracle, of course, is his resurrection. After he died, he rose again from the dead. And what an amazing miracle. The same power of the Holy Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead is in you and me as well. It is in you and me as well. We can have everlasting life because Christ is alive and he conquered death. He's the only way that we can come to God. So some amazing stories in the Bible, and I really encourage you to read your word and see those stories, and or listen to it. Listen, if you've got a Bible that's got audio, listen to it. Listening to it really gets it into your spirit as well. So whatever you're going through, you can find some answers there. You can see that God has brought others through. You can see how you can trust God to provide. In Psalm 105 that we started with, for the rest of it, it talks about how God had provided for his people, bringing them out of slavery and out of Egypt. Starting with Abraham and the father of the Jewish nation, right through the Gospels, we see God providing for his people and bringing them through difficult times. God takes care of us, all of us, you and me. He takes care of us. The writer of the psalm tells God's people to thank him because he does what he has promised to do. We can trust him. And it's really good to share those stories with each other as well of what good things that God has done, how he's brought you through something, how he's healed you, how he's provided. It's so great to share those stories with other people. And it encourages them as well. They can see, they can put their faith in God as you share your stories about how God has brought you through. Remember what the Lord has done. And when we're going through tough times, remember that God has brought us through some other things in the past. For you and me, we all have stories. We all have things that we've already come through. We can remember those. Oh yeah, God brought me through that. He'll be right there beside me. He will bring me through this. That's trusting in God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same God who performed all those miracles of long ago, and he's still in the miracle working business. As I finish today, I'd like to just read from another psalm, Psalm 77, which really has beautiful words about remembering what the Lord has done as well. And it's Psalm 77, verses 10 to 15, that I'd like to read out. Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years when the Most High stretched out his right hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Remember what the Lord has done.